Peace and power be to you from Jesus Christ, our Savior and our brother. Mary Magdalene knew one thing for certain. She wanted to spend her whole life giving thanks to Jesus, who was her Lord, her Master, the focus of her life. But now, as she was at the tomb, she was immobilized by indecision at how to do that. Her experience that morning is an experience that you and I have shared many mornings. What shall I do to serve the Lord? What should I do with my life? As you think about taking a first call, you have to wonder where you should go, where you want to go. Is it right to go where you want to go? So we struggle with this question, just as Mary did. What shall I do now in order to express my thanks to the Lord for his life, his resurrection, his promise to you and to me that we will live forever? People throughout the scriptures ask that same question. And you find a wide variety of ways in which people decided how they were going to serve the Lord. Go back to the Old Testament and reread that familiar story of Gideon trying to decide whether he really should lead the people against the Midianites. He wasn't sure, so he asked God to arrange for the fleece he put out to be dry in the morning and the ground wet with dew. So Jesus the Lord went along with that and gave him an answer to his prayer, just to let Gideon know that it was right for him to do that. But it wasn't enough for Gideon. So he said, God, don't be angry with me, but tomorrow morning, could you just arrange it for it to be backwards? And God again went along with his need for reassurance and arranged for just the opposite to occur. Then Gideon knew what God wanted him to do. But you skip to the New Testament, to this very week in which this lesson occurs, where Peter wants to defend Jesus. He does not ask anybody's permission when the soldiers approach him in the garden. He whips out his sword and lops off the ear of the servant of the high priest. And that's only because he missed the middle of the man's head. He just made decisions, did things, and asked questions later. Mary Magdalene in this lesson is immobilized at this point in her life, at least, as to what to do. I think we find the same types of people in our assembly this morning. People who make decisions and ask questions later, people who are afraid to make decisions, and people who want continual reassurance that what they are about to do is in fact what God wants. To find out what God really does want from you in the important decisions in life and in the everyday decisions of life, I found a tremendous source of strength in two verses from Paul's letter to the Romans, which I'd like to share. So then, my brothers, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him and is perfect. This process begins with the grace of God in Christ. It begins with the very incident that Mary was witnessing, the resurrection of our Lord, which sets us free to give thanks to him. So Paul invites us, in these words from Good News for Modern Men, I appeal to you. Offer yourselves. Gone is the command to do what you're told, and open is the invitation to respond to the grace of God in Christ. When I was a boy of 10, my parents gave me a developing kit so I could set up a dark room in the basement, and that began a great love for photography. I had a great desire to do the right thing with my life, and it was important to me that my father would approve of what I would choose to do. And so naturally I asked him, Dad, what do you want me to do when I grow up? And he said, well, what would you like to do? I said, I would like to be a photographer. Well, that would be a good thing to do. He set me free to be what I wanted to be. And I changed my mind since I was 10 about what I wanted to do for a living. But my father sensed that I wanted to please him. And so he set me free to make my own decision. I believe this is the relationship that God has created with all of his children on earth. He has given us his grace and his mercy. And he invites us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, as a living, lifelong thank you. Really, that's all we can do, is say thank you and spend the rest of our lives doing it, in order to show our Heavenly Father how much we appreciate the gift of his Son and the power of his Spirit. Then you will know what is the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him, and is perfect. The living God, the saving Lord, the powerful Spirit knows your heart and can recognize when it is your desire to say thank you. So instead of specific assignments, instead of being puppets on a string, we are set free to discover and then know what the will of God is for us. It's almost as if God is saying to us, make up your mind so I know what to bless. I don't think we'll ever be able to fathom the total flexibility of God's grace to us and the freedom that he has given us to be involved in deciding how we are going to say thank you to him with our lives. I have the joy of serving the Lord as a pastor pilot in northern Canada. I get to see some of the most beautiful, most vast real estate in the world, and work among people of different cultures, use the technology of the airplane, which is a source of great personal fulfillment. This is because God has set me free to decide how to say thank you to him with my life. Surely all of us are going to end up in many different places and not the same place for our whole lives. Enjoy the struggle of discovering how you will say thank you to God with the rest of your life. And if you go into a parish someplace and your congregation tells you to go fly a kite, we need more people. And we're looking for pastors who will enable us to expand our ministry into the sparsely settled areas of northern Canada, an area of 2.5 million square miles. With 8 pastor pilots now, we're covering only 1 million. Square miles of that vast area. But whether it's in the north or in Fort Wayne or for some place yet unknown to you, the Lord will give you the equipment, the will, the knowledge, the tools, and by his mercy, he will give you the love to present yourselves as a living sacrifice to him. Then you will know what is good and what is pleasing to him. In Jesus' name.